Okay, friends. Today we are reading from the Good Guys 5-Minute Stories books. This is the second to the last story in the book, and it is called Curious George and the Firefighters. And it was written by Margaret and H.A. Ray. And it's read today by Mommy. And Tape Measure Boy?
Chow!
Tape Measure Boy? Well, Tape Measure Boy has a tape measure, would you believe, friends?
Chow!
Which is kind of what it sounds like if you don't know. It measures things, and it's kind of like a long piece of tape that pulls out and snaps back. So you have to be very careful or you will catch your fingers in it and it can really hurt, right?
Yeah. I've used it before. It snapped my fingers once.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. So you have to be careful with the tape measure.
But I like to snap it on my pants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This particular tape measure boy, tape measure, has a little hook that you can hook onto your belt. A hoop on your pants. Now, shall we read our story?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. Curious George and the Firefighters. This is George. He was a good little monkey and always very curious. Today, George and the man with the yellow hat joined Mrs. Gray's class on their field trip to the fire station.
Welcome,
the fire chief said, and he led everyone upstairs to begin their tour. He told them about being a firefighter. George tried to pay attention, but there were so many things to explore. Like, where did that pole go? George was curious. Now, do you know, well, that's just the thing. Do you know that in firehouses, fire stations, right, that where they house the firefighters and the fire trucks, they don't have a lot of staircases going up and down because stairs take so long to go up and down that instead they just have a pole that they can slide down to get to the fire trucks. It's true. Why, it went back downstairs to the big fire truck. There was a map of the city and a whole wall of uniforms. George had an idea. First, he stepped into a pair of boots. Next, he picked out a helmet. And finally, George put on a jacket. He was a firefighter. Suddenly, dring! What has happened? Yeah, in the picture we can see that the alarm has gone off. And, oh no, I think everyone's going to just jump and start moving. That's right. The firefighters all rushed in.
This is not my helmet,
said one.
My boots are too big,
said another.
Hurry, hurry,
called the fire chief. There was no time to waste. One by one, the firefighters jumped onto the fire truck. And so did George.
Uh-oh,
indeed. With lights flashing, the fire truck with all the firefighters and George sped out of the firehouse. The truck turned right, then it turned left. Woo! 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 Went the whistle, and George held on tight. Quickly, the fire truck and all the firefighters pulled up to the pizza parlor. Smoke was coming out of a window, and a crowd gathered in the street.
Thank goodness you're here,
cried the cook. The firefighters started unwinding their hoses. They knew just what to do. And George was ready to help. One of the firefighters saw George trying to help and led him out of the way.
"This is no place for a monkey," he said to George. "You stay here, where it's safe."
George felt terrible.
He shouldn't have went down there.
Well, yeah, it's very dangerous to be doing firefighter business when you're not a trained firefighter. That's very dangerous. But
when you're a firefighter in training,
then you get to learn how to do it. But here's the thing.
And when you're full time, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we were reading that Daniel Tiger story a month or so ago? And we learned that everyone is big enough to do something. Mm-hmm. I bet there's probably something he can do to help. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
This is what I think he could do.
Okay.
I think he could hold up the hose.
You think he could hold the hose? Well, he's a very small monkey.
He could go like this.
Let's see what happens. George sat on a bench and saw a bucket full of balls. George reached in and took one out. A little girl was watching George. He tried to give her the ball, but she was too frightened. So George took another ball and another.
"Look," a boy said, "that monkey is juggling."
The boy found a ball and tossed it to George, but it went too high. George climbed onto the fire truck to get it, and George showed them his juggling tricks. The boy threw another ball to George, and George tossed it back. The little girl picked up a ball, too. Soon, all the children were playing catch. The fire chief told everyone that the fire was out, and just then the little girl laughed and said,
"Look, Mommy, a fire monkey."
"Hey," called the fire chief, "what are you doing up there?"
"What a good idea," the little girl's mother said to the fire chief, "bringing this brave little monkey to help children when they're scared."
"Oh," the fire chief said. "Oh, well, thank you."
Before long, the fire truck was back at the firehouse.
And did the little monkey try to say to the fire chief, "If all I did was juggle for the little girl when I was trying to give her a ball?"
Well, I think that George was very humble. He didn't step up and say, "Well, he had nothing to do with this. I did it all by myself." Because it's not about who gets the credit for the idea. It's about what comes from the idea. And in this case, he helped. And that's all he wanted to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see.
"George," called the man with the yellow hat.
"Is everyone all right?"
asked Mrs. Gray.
"Yes, it was just a small fire," said the fire chief, "and George was a big help."
Well, what do you know? The field trip was coming to an end, and there was only one thing left to do. All the children got to take a ride around the neighborhood in the shiny red fire truck, and each got their very own fire helmet. Even George. And it was just the right size for a brave little monkey. And that, my dear friends, is